In Hamilton County, the infant mortality rate is 7.9. That means out of every 1,000 babies born around here, about 8 of them will die before their first birthdays. That's according to the Tennessee Department of Health's most recent statistics. You could also visualize it like this.
That equates to about 35 to 40 babies a year, which I kind of picture it as a whole classroom of children that were born but did not make it to their first birthday. So when you think of the loss of a whole classroom of children, that's pretty impactful.
That's Lori Franklin Wheeler. She works for the local health department. She's the infant mortality program manager. She says she's always had a passion for public health.
Who doesn't want healthy babies? You know, we as a community, we need healthy babies because that's our future.
Infant mortality happens for several reasons. Low birth weight, premature birth, and sudden infant death syndrome are some of the more common causes. Again, our rate is about 8 out of every 1,000 children dying before their first birthdays. When you compare our rate to the rest of Tennessee, we're worse off.
Why Hamilton County is higher than other counties or other metros, that's kind of still out there. We don't know the answer. We're not the highest metro, but we are the second highest in the state. So we do have some issues kind of particular to here.
This has broad implications. Infant mortality can be a symptom of bigger problems, like a lack of education, a lack of prenatal care, and a lack of economic opportunity. People who have lower incomes tend to have the highest rates of infant mortality. Dr. Alan Kaufman is looking into that. He's with the Pediatric Healthcare Improvement Coalition of the Tennessee Valley. They're a group of physicians and community health leaders working together to improve children's health.
We're finding out, and as we look at especially preschool age, that 5 years before kids start school, that poverty, education, and health are all interlinked. Like, you can't pull any of those away as you go forward. And so, you know, like we were talking about, even from in the womb, how mothers being able to get access to primary care is a huge issue.
Other organizations are also working to reduce infant mortality. One of them is called the Blues Project. It started in Memphis in 2003. Memphis, like Chattanooga, has a high infant mortality rate. A few years ago, the Blues Project opened sites around here. These sites help mothers who live in areas like East Chattanooga and Alton Park and Brainerd. The Blues Project asks women to join the project during their first 28 weeks of being pregnant.
We have 5 different sites, and so at those specific sites, we have a health educator and a social worker at the actual medical office.
This is Erica Hill, the program coordinator in Chattanooga.
Because we are a voluntary program, we'll ask, you know, are you interested in what we can offer to you? Would you like to be a part of our research study? Would you like to be a part of those interventions that we can offer you from our research study?
The project is studying how interventions such as prenatal care, social support, and education can make a positive change. The project targets women who have risk factors such as limited access to health care, a lack of insurance, and low socioeconomic status. Ann Maddox is a Blues Project health educator. She says a lot of these women don't know about infant mortality or how to take care of themselves.
So what we do, we provide them education on various topics to deal with the mother throughout her pregnancy up until after the child is born during her postpartum phases. So we cover everything, breastfeeding, nutrition, wellness, anything that it really a normal person we have to face.
The project also connects women to resources in the community and helps the women build a support system.
And with the support system, that can be anyone. It could be that best friend. That can be a church member. It could be anyone that helps these young ladies sustain and have a wonderful, successful life.
They're funded by the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Health Foundation. The name Blues Project is an acronym. Betsy Bedwell is the community outreach coordinator.
BLUE stands for Building Lasting Unshakable Expectations into Successes, and that's why we work hard with our participants on goal setting after the baby comes. We talk to them about avoiding a domestic violence situation. We talk about the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse, but not just before the baby comes, but afterwards. And we even talk with them about job interviewing skills and financial literacy, because once they've left our program, we want them to be able to continue to build themselves into a successful and healthy person who has a successful, healthy family.
Back at the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department, a new grant is funding yet another initiative to reduce infant mortality. This one's called the Faith for Chattanooga Babies Initiative. Specifically, it aims to improve the health of Hamilton County's African-American children. At the Health Department, when Lori Franklin Wheeler looks at statistics from the last few years, infant mortality is disproportionately prevalent among African Americans.
Right now, our current statistic is we lose about 2.5 times African American to white.
The March of Dimes gave $20,000 to the Health Department to fund the Faith for Chattanooga Babies initiative, which could address that disparity. It's based out of local churches. It's creating partnerships between women in African American congregations and local child care centers.
Because we were kind of thinking, where are ladies of childbearing age and young babies and young children? And then we thought, well, they're in church. And if they're not in church, they're probably in a child care center or both.
The initiative is addressing tobacco use, specifically third hand smoke.
There's a new tobacco topic, I guess you would say. We've all heard of secondhand smoke, but there's actually a new one called third hand smoke. And third hand smoke has to do with not so much you're breathing in the air of someone who's smoking near you, but you are exposed to when tobacco settles on particles.
Like when cigarette smoke gets into clothing, carpet, and furniture.
And for children even, who, you know, like to put things in their mouth, they're getting that exposure maybe on their toys or when they suck on things or put things, you know, like I was saying, in your mouth. So third-hand smoke is now an issue.
People who have children should never smoke around their kids, but this initiative takes that idea even further than just going out of the house to have a cigarette.
It's okay, I went outside and smoked, but now I need to either change clothes and shower, not go love on my kids where I've just got all that smoke, because that's an issue as well.
This initiative is aligned with statewide efforts to reduce infant mortality. Lori Franklin Wheeler says for several years, the state of Tennessee has made it a priority to reduce infant mortality. These programs do seem to be working. The infant mortality rate has generally declined since the year 2006, when it hit a local high. In 2006, the rate in Hamilton County was 23.7 out of every 1,000 for African Americans. That means about 2% of African American infants were dying before their first birthday. Today, that rate has been cut by nearly two-thirds. It's a big improvement, but there's room for more. African Americans are still disproportionately affected by infant mortality. Also, when you look at the average rate for all of Hamilton County, for all races, Hamilton County is worse off than the rest of the state, and Tennessee, as a state, is among the top five worst states in the nation. Comparing the United States to the rest of the world, our infant mortality rate is higher than other developed countries. We lag behind Australia, the European Union, and Japan. Even Cuba has a better infant mortality rate than we do. Health officials in the United States have set goals. They're looking at realistic expectations for reducing this problem. Nationally, the goal is to reduce it to 6 infant deaths per 1,000 births by the year 2020, according to the website healthypeople.gov. At the Blues Project in Chattanooga, Betsy Bedwell says they don't have a specific statistical goal in mind, but every family wants to have a healthy child.
Well, of course, ultimately, our hope for rate would be just zero. Everybody wants to have a healthy baby, and everybody wants to see that child grow up safe and strong. We don't have a particular goal in mind. We just try to help the person in front of us.
This news segment is the second in a series about children's health challenges. You'll find more information online at WUTC.org. If you have questions or comments about children's health, you can contact me, Mike-Miller, at UTC.edu. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.